The district of Saanich has joined Victoria in opting into a provincial pilot program to determine how e-kick scooters could be authorized for legal use under the Motor Vehicle Act. Saanich Council voted unanimously Monday night to join the pilot program, which has been running since 2021. Victoria Council voted to opt in last week. Council sided with a district staff report that suggested e-kick scooters align with priorities for sustainable transportation while providing a more affordable mobility option for residents. The decision means e-kick scooters, battery-powered devices with a motor and 2-4 wheels, a platform for standing and handlebars for steering, will be treated like bicycles and be permitted in bike lanes and some roads. Currently in Saanich, non-electric skateboards and push scooters, as well as mobility aids, such as electric and non-electric wheelchairs, are permitted on roads, sidewalks, and multi-use pathways, but they are not permitted in bike lanes. Under the rules of the pilot program, which will begin April 5 and run for 4 years, e-kick scooters will not be permitted to be used on sidewalks, and users must be over 16 years old, wear a helmet, and generally follow the rules set out for cyclists. The original pilot project was supposed to run for 3 years to test the use of e-kick scooters. Only 13 communities signed on in 2021. The lone island city involved was Nanaimo. The police will be responsible for enforcing provincial rules. Penalties will be similar to those for cycling-related offenses, with most contraventions resulting in a $109 fine. Not wearing a helmet, on the other hand, will cost a user $29. A Duffy at TimesColonist.com.